It's Tuesday, the 9th of October. And an absolutely gorgeous morning once again. Absolutely calm. A cloud in the sky. Beautiful, beautiful sunshine at an extremely acute angle. So it isn't even hitting the garden, or more to the point, hitting me this morning to give me some warmth. It's -1 degrees. I've already been out and checked, so no need to go around the front this morning. Apart from that, I have just fired the car up to clear all the ice from the windows, because I have to dart away in about 10 minutes time and then come back before 8:30. So we'll only get car noise around the front. But it's a beautiful morning. It's a beautiful morning. I look up again, I see the half moon. It's still there. It's incredible. Just higher in the sky now. But the detail is clearer on the dark side. I'm getting a bit dire to see upward anymore. But it is the dark side. How else can I describe it? T'other side? Yeah. It's absolutely beautiful. I wish I had a telescope to look at that in great detail. Just thinking on that, springs into mind the Australian guy who's today hopefully going to go up in a Gossamer balloon to an incredible altitude. I think it's over 5 miles up. And then he's going to dive out. And he's going to be travelling in the regions of 690 miles an hour. Well, I do hope he succeeds. I don't see the point in it, personally, but I do hope he succeeds, because I wouldn't like to see that come to a terrible, terrible end. But to think, as I look up to this beautiful morning sky and that beautiful moon, that on the other side of this beautiful earth, if we have one single man is going to carry out an amazing achievement. Can't even bear to think about the difficulties in that. 690 miles an hour. Oh my. I'll keep my feet firmly on the ground, if you don't mind. I don't mind planes, but I don't particularly like them either. I like to be on this beautiful earth. I love to have my feet on it. I love to drive on it. I would prefer to drive around the world than fly around the world. It's such a beautiful place. You won't hear this on the moon. And you won't hear this on Mars. You won't hear it in space. You won't have these beautiful scenes and smells and textures anywhere else in this universe. This is unique. Our planet is unique. Everything that is on it is unique. And I would not give this up for anything. I would rather die than be whisked off in a rocket to another place. Just bury me in my wee garden. Face up, so I can listen to nature going on above me. And maybe in my mind, my death mind, be able to see the sky and the moon and the sun. We are very privileged, and I know I am very privileged to exist here. Dear Lord, why would you even dream about going anywhere else? This is, to me, a piece of heaven that I've been given. Simply beautiful.